the Day of Judgment, of course, that is referring to the actual end of everything. So there is a day that the Lord returns and collects his own. That's what we call the rapture. But that's not the Day of Judgment. The Day of Judgment is when everything comes to an end. All the bowls, all everything has been like, that's been talked about in scripture, the bowls, the trumpets, the seals, all that's been done. And this is at the very end where mankind is gathered together under one last attempt to try and make war on God. And we see this through Satan himself. He'd been released from his 1,000-year prison. And he tries to persuade the nations, okay, one last time, let's do this. And God just is like, yeah, no. And he ends it like right on the spot. And this is that day of judgment where heaven and earth are destroyed, chapter 21 of Revelation. And we see a new heaven and a new earth.
And the Bema Seat judgment, what is that? Is that the last final judgment?
So this is the judgment seat of Christ. And this in particular talks about 2 Corinthians 5:10. We must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ so that each of us may receive what is due for the things done while here on this earth. So what you're talking about there is when everyone is called before Christ and said, okay, this is what you did over your life, and you're going to be held into account for it now.
Yeah, so how you're, it's going to determine how you spend eternity.
Okay.
Everything good and everything bad is going to be presented, and based on what you did as a believer down here, you're either going to get rewards or you're just going to be like one of those ones that gets to heaven.
Suffers losses.
Basically, your reward is you're in heaven.
Yeah.